Kristen, the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. One of our most popular segments that we do is Second Date Update, because being single is not fun whatsoever, and we all have to go through it in order to find someone.
It sucks. It really does.
No.
And so do I.
Oh, but you suck well, Aaron. It's fine. Today, though, we've got our girl, Andrea. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay, thanks.
All right, so you are in a situation where you went out with a guy named Mark. Tell us kind of the backstory on this.
Yeah, totally. So we met on Bumble. So it was like the one that he had to connect to me first, you know, so I was kind of really flattered. He seemed like a really cool guy. I haven't been on a date in a while. I was really excited. I thought it actually went really well. We went over to the Thirsty Goat and had a pretty good time. Nice. But now I haven't heard from him at all, and kind of feel like I'm being ghosted.
Oh, it's time to go ghost hunting, guys.
You get so excited.
You love ghost hunting. I mean, what was your conversation about?
Just like general stuff, you know, like where we grew up, what we're into. Mm-hmm. We talked about music a lot, and we have a lot of like similar stuff going on in our lives right now. So,
okay, did you guys end up
playing? I thought it went really well.
Oh, very nice. Did you guys end up playing tonsil hockey at the bar at all?
Ah, the classics.
Maybe a little.
Oh, so lucky.
Tonsil hockey.
Well,
awesome. All right. Well, that's good.
I thought it went completely well until the very end. It felt like kind of cold.
Gotcha.
What do you mean?
Like he put you in the penalty box after the tonsil hockey?
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
You're just full of metaphors over there, Shady.
I'm really loving that altogether. So you really can't think of anything that you might have said or done to like make him
discouraged? I was like talking about, you know, how like I haven't been on a date in a while, and I was like excited about it. I don't know if that came off kind of desperate.
How long has it been since the last time you spoke to him?
I think it's been like a couple weeks now, actually.
Ah!
Wow.
That's kind of a wow.
You sound pained over there.
I'm pained for her. So anyway, it's been like a couple weeks, Andrea, right?
Yeah, it has.
All right, let's call our boy Mark and see what's up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah, who is this?
What's up, Mark? This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're giving you a call.
You're just live on the radio right now.
Okay.
What's up, man? hey, we are calling because it's been a couple weeks since you went out with a fine-looking lady that you hung out at the Thirsty Goat, met on Bumble, named Andrea. Do you remember her?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, she's just wondering what's going on. Why haven't you called her back? It's the whole thing we do on the show called Second Date Update. Did you fall off a cliff?
Yeah.
Did your house get set on fire? What's going on?
Did you give her a penalty?
No, I'm saving sound. No, it was like...
Listen
like,
to him.
It was a really good date, but... Oh, God. So, like, she kept, like, referencing during the day. She'd be like, oh, it's been so long since I've been out with a guy. It's been so long since I've gone on a date. And she just, like... She just said it a couple too many times. So I was just curious. So, like, when I went home, I Googled her name, and it turns out she was convicted for shoplifting at a Target.
Really?
And, so, like, the reason she hasn't been out on a date for 90 days at least was because she was in jail.
She's a slammer. Oh, man.
She was in the slammer.
That's kind of legit. As you know, we have the other person on the line. So Andrea has been listening.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. Hello, Andrea.
I'm really embarrassed.
I would make fun of you, but you're a hardened criminal, and I try not to make fun of hardened criminals.
You make fun of me every day.
I don't want you to shank me in the shower.
Oh, my God.
Like, it wasn't a lot. It was only like $200 worth of merchandise.
Okay, I want to know. What did you steal, girl?
A little over 90 days ago.
Yeah. What was it, though? I want to know if she...
It was makeup.
Was it makeup? I've been there, girl.
It was clothes and makeup, and then some stuff for my mom. I was just trying to help around the house.
So let me ask.
Is this something you do a lot? Like, do you shoplift a lot?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. That sounds like a yes.
It was the first time I got caught. Let's just say that.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Listen, Mark.
But everyone does that. Everyone shoplifts.
Yeah, everybody steals.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've never done it. I've never shoplifted.
No?
Yeah.
I'm just not into, like, conjugal visits. Dating, you know,
what?
That's hilarious.
Those are the hottest hookups.
Again, girl, Andrea, I've also thefted a CoverGirl compact and a rap tape known as Tupac, and I got busted back in the day. So I understand. Makeup is very expensive. So come on, I mean, this is her past, Mark.
This wasn't like a long time ago. This is like
it's her past.
Recent.
Like 3-4 weeks ago, she was in the slammer.
It's fine.
That's not really the past.
We all make mistakes.
I guess let me
look, I'm out now, and like, I have like people who know how to protect me, so it's honorable to me.
Oh, what?
She's got protection.
Damn.
Yes, honey. She made friends
in
the joint.
I don't know how this got turned on me. Just tell me this. Like, do you think you're done shoplifting? You said it's the first time you got caught.
Hilarious.
Who knows in a couple months?
You think so? We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see where the wind takes us. But if, Mark, if you'd like to try back out with Andrea, you guys can be partners in crime together.
That's cute.
Head back out. We'll send you out somewhere. We'll pay for it. So you can, you don't have to worry about stealing it.
If you guys are paying for it, then if she's not going to steal anything, then I'm down. I'm down to give it to
her. All right, Andrea, what do
Look
you think?
That.
I think that this guy is super forgiving because I didn't even tell him about this. I'm a little creeped out that he Googled me. I'm a little creeped out that you Googled me, but I will go out on a second date.
Yay!
Oh, yay! Cute.